we're in Yud Dalem and Aleph and Shabbos. So the Gemara says about 7 lines down, Ocho Ocho Rishon Ocho Ocho Shein Vaitam and Gozer Rabbanan Tumah. Why would the Rabbanan be Gozer Tumah on an eating an Ocho Rishon and an Ocho Sheini? What's the reason why it'd be Gozer Tumah such as a case? Zimni the Ocho Ocho and Tumah. Because sometimes you'll be eating something that's Tumah. Vishakam Ashkan to Truman, you're going to take drink that's Truman. Vishadal Lupuman, you're going to put it in your mouth so possible and you're going to passle the food they had in your mouth that was Kodesh. So that's the reason why they made that Gzera. Show some Ashkan to Tumah, my time it goes Rabbanan Tumah. If you're drinking Mashkin drinks that are Tumah, what's the reason why the rabbis were Gozer Tumah in that case? Zimni the Shalso Mashkin Tumah. Because sometimes you're drinking drinks that are tummy. You're going to take food of truma and you'll put it in your mouth. So it's the opposite, right? Before we were worried about mashkin and truma, over here we're worried about ochel de truma. Isn't that the same basic idea? I would thought, you know what? Maybe one is more common than the other, and therefore we'll offer one but not the other. No, both are equally as common. Okay, number four. How about Rosh Rov Maim Shuv Maitav Gazer Rabbanan Tumah? Why did the rabbis make a gzera against putting your head and most of your body in mayim shuven in drawn water? Originally, they would tovel themselves, they would go into the mikvah in mei ma'aros, in an area that's cave water, which is really disgusting type of water. So that's what they would do. It was mechunasin that would be gathered without like moving around. They would be very smelly. Now you know it's in mayim shuven, and they would put mayim shuven upon themselves. They would shower afterward. They started making that an automatic thing. Gazor and Tuma said there goes a Tuma because they thought like what one thing was better than the other, right? And it wasn't really a mikvah. My kava, what does that mean? And they said it's not the mikvah it's a matar. It's the mikvah and then the shower that was a matar. Who cares? Nonetheless, aren't they going to the mikvah? They were saying, no, the mikvah is not matire. It's the shower that's matire. It's the mayim she'uvin that's matire. So therefore, the midik zera, you can't go into mayim she'uvin. So it seems there are people even today that don't take a shower after they go to the mikvah for this reason. Number five, Torah Shenafla Rosh Avruva Shlosh Shulgim Mayim Shuven. My time goes with Rabbanu Tum. Why did the rabbis make a gzera of tuma on somebody who has Rosh Varovo, three lugan fall upon him? They say Diloha Lokaimiha. Because again, if you did one and not the other, if you thought like if you were only goes around a bath but not a shower, or a shower and not a bath, you'd still have the problem. People are going to think that this one is Matara and the other one's not Matara, so therefore they have to do it. Sefer Maitama goes to Rabbanan Tumah. Why would the rabbis go to your Tumah by a Sefer Torah? Because originally they were Matzniya food. They hid food of Truma right by a Sefer Torah. Amru, Hai Kodesh, Vai Kodesh. There were matzniya that food of truma by Rabbi Sefer Torah, and they said they're both kodesh. Given the cause of the libid seda, but then things started to rot. So therefore, gozer rabbanan tuma. They said the rabbis were gozer tuma. You can't do anything like that by a Sefer Torah, right? Because the Sefer Torah is kodesh, and those things are not the same. By yadayim, number seven. The reason why there's a tuma on hands is because the hands are very busy. They could touch anything, and you wouldn't even realize it. Tano, we have a rise of yadayim abos machma sefer. Posels the truma mishun de reparnach. Hands that touch a Sefer Torah, they also posel truma because reparnach. Dam reparnach from Rabbi Yochanan ochel Sefer Torah. If you touch a Sefer Torah without anything on it, without the mantle or anything, nekvar arum, you should be buried naked. Arum sakadaitoch. Wait, I don't understand what that means. You should be buried naked? Isn't that against halacha? El nomerzer arum below mitzvah. It means you should be buried naked without any mitzvah. Below mitzvah sakadaitoch. How is that possible? Elema arum below is a mitzvah. You're missing out on a mitzvah that you're touching the Sefer Torah improperly. Hi goes of Bereisha. So wait, which gezer was made for? Was Sefer gozer first or the Yadayim? Ile Mahayad ha goes of Bereisha. If the Yadayim was gozer first, Yadalan Mabez came in on goes of Bereisha. Since Yadayim was already gozer, Hasulamali, what do I even need a gezer? Get Sefer Torah already. Your hands are already tummy when they touch the Sefer Torah. What is the Sefer Torah? Obviously the Sefer Torah. Ala ha goes of Bereisha, Hadar goes of Bekuli Yadayim. First there were gozer against touching a Sefer Torah, and then afterward there were gozer against all Yadayim. Utvul Yom. Tvul Yom Del Raisu, number eight. We say Tvul Yom is an actual Del Raisu, because you wash your hair. Right? When the sun sets, then you become taller. So clearly a Tvul Yom is some type of a tumah. So it's Samikan Tvul Yom, you're right. Tvul Yom is not included in this list. Okay, number nine, which really is number eight now. But Oakland Shimu Mashkin, food that become tummy through Mashkin. Mashkin Amai. What are we talking about? What type of drink? Elam Mashkin Abai Machim Sharz, we're talking about drink that, you know, is affected by a dead rat, it became tummy through a dead rat or a dead sharetz of some sort. Don't raise an inu. Right, that's included in the pasuk. Any drink that you drink, ash elo be mashkin abay machas yidayim. Most be mashkin that are touched by the hands. Gzera mishu mashkin abay machas sharetz. And we have gzera because of the mashkin that touches a sharetz, touches a dead bug, dead rat, or whatever it is. Right, so you're talking about mashkin that come machas yidayim because of what happens to the sharetz. So that's what Oakland Nitmu the mashkin is talking about. Okay, kelim shenim be mashkin number 10, which is really number 9. them to become tummy through mashkin. Kelim di tam v'mashkin mai. What are we talking about? Ilam mashkin is zav del reisin. Well, kelim can become tummy through the mashkin of a zav. That's del reisin. Because if yarok azav b'tahor, when the zav spits upon a tahor, mashkin b'yatahor, tameis alacham to tummy for you. Al mashkin abayim machlan sharas. It must be water. Liquid that does the shara, it's a gzera mishum mashkin bezav, and that's a gzera because that's of mashkin bezav itself. And I guess right, mashkin abayim machmas sharetz is not an avatuma, so therefore it shouldn't be metame kalim. Nonetheless, we're going to say that it's metame kalim because of mashkin bezav. All right, yadayim is al tamid shama vehilo gazer. Is that a gzera of shama and hilo regarding yadayim? Shama vehilo gazer, a be shama bezal. It's shama vehilo gazer. Shama and hilo themselves made that gzera. The Tanya we learned about Yosef ben Yehuda, Yisrael ben Yosef ben Yochanan, Yerushalayim gazer tuma alaretz am al klis chulchis Yosef ben Yehuda and Yosef ben Yochanan. They were gazer tuma on all of Chutzlarts, as well as on glass kalim. Shem ben Shatah tikin kesuva leisha. Shem ben Shatah came around and he was metakin a kesuva for a woman because of tumah kalim atechos, and he said that tuma goes by metal kalim. We'll talk about that because obviously that's true. Shem behilah goes to tumah liyadayim. Shem behilah will goes to tumah on your yadayim. The yadayim are considered tum. Yochitim shem b'siato hilah b'siato. If you're going to say shamay is one group and hilah is another group, right? And it's really referring to base shamay and base hilah themselves. Omer Rav Yehuda Mershmul yirchas davar gazrum yirchas nachluku. There were 18 things that there were goes. There were 18 things. They argued about Hillel v'Shamay lo nechlo v'gimelkomes, and Hillel and Shamay only argued about three things. Some Rafuna gimelkomes and nechlo v'sulo. It's only about those three things, and that's it. V'chitem also inu gazulitlos also tamidu gazulisrof. Maybe they made exera that it's a suffix of yadayim, and their talmidim came and there were gozer to be soreif everything, to burn everything, because it's real tumah v'amar ilfa. But the ilfa says yadayim tchilus zeros and l'sreif. The original gzera of yadayim was to burn anything that it touches, because it really makes a tumah. Also, even if it goes with a low kivlin, now it must be Hillel and Shammai did make the gzera, but nobody accepted it from the yadayim, right? Because it was just too much for them, right? Also, talmidayu goes with kivlin ayo. Their talmidim came, they were gozer, and they accepted the gzera from them. Akati Shlomo goes, but Shlomo Melech himself was gozer. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'shashitik and Shlomo erevin. When Shlomo Melech made erevin until yadayim as well as until yadayim, yatzav asko v'amra. Right, a baskol came out and said, so he made eruv techumen and eruv chatzeros and those types of things to be able to walk from one place to the other or to have more people over, etc. And etil zedaim, he made the xer for etil zedaim as well. Yatza baskol v'amra b'ni im chachal b'chis machli b'ganani. Right, my son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be wise as well. And chacham b'ni misamachli b'vashiva chorvi davor. My son is wise. My heart is happy, and it will return for those who made fun of me something else. And that's why, because Shlomo Melech himself was gozer about Netzil Zidayim, most of the Yadayim was made by him. So also Shlomo Gozer Lekadshim. So we had Tesvav and Aleph. No. Gozer, Shlomo Melech came and he made the Gzer even further, right? He made the Gzer originally only for Kadshim, that the Yadayim are Tameh for Kadshim. Also, Yinu Gozer Afla Truma, Shammai and Hillel, which is Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where Gozer even for Truma itself. Okay, so that's that. We'll do one more line over here. Gufa. Amr Ibn Mashul Yechas Gozer, Yechas Nechlukov, Atani Hushuvo Yom. It says 18 there were Gozer, and in 18 things they argued upon, but then it says in a Brisa, Hushuvo Yom, that Beit Hillel and Shammai agreed on that day. Nechlukov. They argued, and the next day they agreed upon it, and everything worked out well. Okay, let's stop right there. We have a gufa on Yud Tesvav and Aleph.